Blog Talk Radio. All right.
Okay, we live on Blog Talk. We're going to open up the line. And what are we going to do? What are we going to do now? How do we get on call with one another according to the Most High? And what are we going to get to realize? If this year taught us anything, or the lawyer,
elders,
it taught us that the powers that be, through their order through chaos, they can gather together a mob of crazies that have been lying dormant within our community. If they haven't taught us anything, because they only triggered those who are ignorant to their true positions in earth when it comes to God. So if anything, it highlighted a large number of people who have no idea what's in store for them. If you believe what they told you this year, you've been out there marching and you're doing all that, guess what? You will be the first ones in line for their fix. And when they give you that fix, that's going to turn you an enemy against God and against all those that are right, even those in your own household. So the question for us, brothers and sisters, knowing that these people are going to line up for this monster serum, Satan serum, what are we going to do? Because these people aren't preparing. They're not gathering food. They're not doing anything. And then they're going to be the ones running around with diseases from lining up to get this poison. So I'm open to hear your ideas, whatever those ideas might be. All right. I'm going to bring Gaja back in real quick. And Elder Lord, you have to before I open up the lines. Okay. 217 area code. After 217, 206. The order of Melchizedek or die.
Shalom.
You there, Gaja?
Yes, sir.
All right, good. I want to make sure you were there. Do you have anything to say before I bring in these calls?
No, sir.
All right, let's go. 217 area code. You're live.
Hello?
Shalom, yes, you're live. Your name and location?
You can hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sister. Yes.
Oh, great. This is cool. I've been waiting. Okay, so my name is Anastasia, and I'm located in the St. Louis, Missouri area. And you were saying that what we going to do, and you know what's crazy is I have all my family members who I try and talk to them about this situation. I try to tell them, like, yo, it's about to get real, like, we need to be able to start gathering food, gathering water, because when all these times come out, y'all going to be looking at me telling me that I was right the whole time. And you know what changes? A lot of people be so stiff-necked to these type of situations and to these type of conversations. They don't never want to hear it. They always just shut me out or they stop talking about it. So I be confused, like, okay, God, so what am I supposed to be able to do if I don't have nobody I can talk to, I can go to about this kind of situation? And because I started listening to you guys and I've got more in tune and I'm starting to read the Bible more, all my family has cut me off. They don't call as much. They don't talk as much because the things that I want to talk about, they don't want to hurt. So, and I be telling them, like, y'all, like, when it happens, what are y'all going to do? And I be feeling bad, like, okay, so what if God come to me and he tell me, okay, it's time to leave? Like, am I supposed to just leave them here? Even though I know it's going to hurt, but I just be thinking, like, am I supposed to just leave them here? Or am I supposed to just keep trying over and over and over again in order to be able to, you know, get them in tune just how I am? But I know, like, on a lot of y'all broad talks, y'all broadcast, y'all say all the time, like, you know, sometimes people not going to want to hear it, you know, and that's something that we can't force on them. But it's just like, how can I not try and tell them about it? You know what I'm saying? How am I not supposed to want to force it on them when I know what's right and what's wrong about the situation? and it just be frustrating, and I just don't be understanding, like, y'all go to church, y'all listen to this, but when I'm trying to tell y'all stuff that they don't talk about in the church, y'all don't want to hear it. Like, how can y'all be Christians but not Christians? It doesn't make any sense.
Hello?
Hello? Elder, hello, Elder, can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, Sunshine, I don't know how long it will allow us to be on, but you're live. Hello? Okay. 702 area code, 702.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right. I just wanted to say is, like, everything that you've been teaching, what I've been learning, and what I've been learning since I've been under you is just coming to life. So, like, I'm not shocked that none of this was going on with our people. Because you said in one of your lessons, like, it's going to be a time that, far as with our people, as far as correction, you ain't going to be able to correct them. So with that lady twerking and doing all like that, that's not shocking to me. You know, so what I'm just waiting for is when we just come to the conclusion when it's amongst us that's like we got to really stop this wreckage. And how women calling themselves queens, I think they really get in the aspect of calling themselves queens because they feel as long as they're a woman, they consider a queen. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you, sister. Thank you. Well, this system is jacked up. I just want to tell brothers and sisters that we're going to be broadcasting from the church tomorrow. We're going to try to do like a 1 o'clock broadcast to take some phone calls because I really want to hear your reaction to what you all get about concerning how to fix the ills that. All right. So I'm going to place you on hold. So I really wanted to hear the fixes, some of your ideas out there. But what are we going to do about, you know, this environment of sheer ignorance that have been destroying our people? And how will we save ourselves from them? I mean, it's more than just the government here. I mean, when they cut off food and start doing all these other things, hey, think about some of these radicals that they were able to whip up to break people's property, to break into businesses, to rob other people, to, you know. So these are going to be the same people they're going to trigger against us. Let's see here. 205 area code. Shalom.
Shalom. Can you hear me?
Yes, well, I was just letting everyone know that I'll come on for an hour to take phone calls tomorrow, but you're the last call.
Yes, sir.
What would you like to say? Your name and location?
My name is Sister Amber. I'm from the Birmingham area. Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
Okay, that part on being called queens, I've never liked that at all. It's always made me feel very uncomfortable. just the fact that, you know, I'm not in this queenly position yet. I'm changing the mindset, so it's coming, but not yet. So that's always made me feel a little, I didn't really like that. But
I don't understand the idea of anyone calling themselves a queen when that title in of itself personifies a woman married to a king.
Exactly. And at the time, it was before I met my husband, so I was single. I never had.
Okay. But anything else? I just want to let brothers know that we're going to be doing this quick broadcast tomorrow to pick up from where we left off at, because there's too many streaming issues where I am now. So,
understand.
Anything else?
As far as me changing anything about me, like I was told at my baptism earlier this year, was to walk circumspectly. And I apparently, you know, in my family, apparently Christ chose me to be the reset button as far as the women's mindset. So instead of coming into this how I did on just fervent fear of God, it's starting to change to where I can actually apply all of what these lessons have been giving, that y'all have been bringing out to us, to me at least. So instead of me just rushing headfirst into this, I'm slowing down and I'm actually applying these lessons with more earnesty and patience. And I'm appreciating where I am right now.
Okay. Well, just thank you, sister. And we'll try to be on at least 12 or 1 o'clock tomorrow to at least just open up the calls so that we can give people so we can allow you to have a say on what you're thinking about the vaccine and other things they're rolling out. So we'll do that tomorrow.
Yes,
right now on the streaming issues. And with that,
yes,
shalom.
Yes,
and it's been a frustrating night trying to, you know, trying to fight through this this internet thing. I've never seen anything like this. They're sensing us. But great
right,
for us.
Right.
We'll be on as soon as we can tomorrow, okay?
Time. All right.
All right. Time. All right.
Shalom.
Sorry about that, folks. There's nothing I can do.
Of course.
All right.
No issue.
Shalom.